There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watts. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on May 23rd, 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest at the beginning, rather than pester you all the way through it, this actual broadcast to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where you'll find over 1,000 pre-audios for download. We're trying and work through the big system you're living in, you're born into, your parents born into, and so on, and how really a small group of people have controlled us for an awful long time. People who have come down through the ages using money. Money, the whole world runs on money. That's what it's all about, apparently. Money, money, money. And they came up with no any alternative system, apparently. It's just too confusing for them, so we're told. And it doesn't matter how much punishment we get from bankers across the world and the shenanigans they get into and crashing countries and then getting rewarded for crashing countries. We're supposed to prop them up and let them carry on as usual, which they do, in fact. And they always plunder the people at least twice a century. So they also have academia working with them, all top professors and scientists, neuroscientists, psychologists, big, massive marketers, all projecting onto us a fake reality, basically, to keep us from, well, as some of the later articles we read tonight will show you, they want to stop riots in the streets, basically, and protests. That's why they put so much of your own tax money back into keeping you subdued, mentally, and happy and content with entertainment and things like that. So I go through the history of the group, of course, and the organizations and foundations that they set up to be their fronts, which had up trillions of dollars to throw around to their non-governmental organizations, which they all control, and how they even lobby government to get laws passed on behalf of the people using these NGOs. And it's which an amazing scam it is. It's been going on for so incredibly long. But most of the public are oblivious to it, and I try and give you the history. So help yourself to the audios. Remember, too, all the sites have transcripts in English for download. You will see listed on that com site. And you can go into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu for transcripts in other languages. Number two, you are the audience to bring me to you. You can help me, hopefully, maybe still keep ticking along here. It's getting pretty tough. By buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And straight donations are really, really necessary because I don't bring on advertisers as guests. I don't sell your products that make you live forever. And I don't make vast claims on anything. In other words, just for the cash. I understand how it can be done. I mean, all Patriot Radio runs on money, like we all run on money. It's the same money what makes this world go around, apparently. And it defies all science and logic, except for those who actually run the system. They're not going to give it up. And we all got to go along with it and get some cash coming in. So help me out, too, while you can, because who knows, eventually you'll be left with nothing, or maybe just through the regular mainstream media. And from the U.S. to Canada, remember, personal checks are good, and so are international postal money orders from your post office. You can also send cash, and some people use PayPal. Across the world, Western Union and MoneyGram and PayPal to be used. And it's straight donations, as I say, are awfully, awfully pretty necessary at this moment. And as I say, I've gone through, if you go back into the archives at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, you'll find some of the histories of the groups that manage the world's populations. Been at it for many, many centuries. It's nothing new. They're not learning as they go along, understand? The art of controlling whole nations and the mentalities of the peoples has been known for thousands of years. Otherwise, you know, people, there'd be so many different varieties of government, if any at all, that you can count of them. That's really the truth of it. Yes, knowledge is always passed down by those who are powerful, and their offspring go ahead. Thank you. Back after this bit.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt. We're talking about this new world order, which isn't really that new. They've had many new world orders in the past. They became old. And really what they do is upgrade the system every so often to do with the latest advances in science, etc., for the new system. But it's also a big goal, of course, set up a long time ago, to bring in a world order run by the same people who caused the wars for the last 100 and probably a lot longer, 100 years at least, that they've admitted to, because they have admitted they've used wars in their own publications to get unifications of continents and countries after the wars. That's how the European Union got kicked off, because they wanted that as an outcome and also as a partial down payment, you might say, for the Marshall Plan, the Lend-Lease projects that came into being after World War II, where they had to fund the demolished Europe back into some kind of semblance of civilization. And so even Eisenhower himself talked about that, and various other ones talked about it. And all during World War II, there was also a movement within the U.S., bigwigs, and the British ones as well, for not only that, they wanted to go on and form a world government. They hoped openly, they were open about it, then the World War II, that they might get a world government to come in right then. They hoped also, long before that, after World War I, with the League of Nations, the precursor of the United Nations, to do it then. But if the people didn't fall for it or go for it, they knew there was more to it, obviously. And regardless, as I say, that's how you get things to happen and how you get big changes to happen. It's always through conflict, primarily war. Conflicts have always been with us, of course, down through the ages, and conflicts generally start with those who have some kind of education, some kind of landed rights of some kind, and revolutions, for instance, start not with the bottom people, but they always start with those in universities in the last 100-odd years at least, or people who come from more middle-class families who can't proceed up the ladder because those at the top are really clinging on so tightly to the parapet. And that's why they generally happen. Today in this whole world, of course, there's so many people who have been given an education and they want better things for themselves. Every generation expects more and more. It's quite an amazing thing. And they want more than their parents and their parents and their parents. And they're actually encouraged, of course, at the university to come in and get professions to help them get up the ladder, only to find it full at the top as fewer jobs are available, especially in the scientific era. You need less and less people for so many things. But regardless, of course, there are other people also manipulating the scenes, because when you have big demonstrations, and we saw it with the Wall Street crowd, it turned out towards the end of it, there was big money involved, big professional organizers who go across the world, paid for by people like Soros and others, although not all the people involved in the Wall Street blockades were definitely part of it, because a lot of people are so ticked off with the crimes committed by the big banks today and their own governments that collude with them. But anyway, it's still going on, of course, and this is the century of change. So a lot of these riots tie in with what's called the century of change. This is just the time when all the top socialists in the world, in the 21st century, would bring forth a global socialist agenda and get it up and working one way or another. They've been teaching this in academia for an awful long time, many, many years in the 20th century. And here we are living through it as people are really coming under pressure because of the cost of living and all the crooks at the top. There's always crooks at the top, doesn't matter who gets in. And they always use a lot of the masses to join in and give them numbers. And the masses, and every professional who studied history will tell you this, the masses, the ones who are dispossessed, those at the bottom, stay that way. Doesn't matter who's in charge. That's just the way it is. Go back through your history. So don't follow anybody. Believe you me, if you're at the bottom, you aren't going to profit out of anything. You aren't going to get ahead. Because we live in a parasitical system. That's the bottom line of money and profits and getting ahead. There are two ways you can do things in the world. In a world pre-money, predating money, and I'm also talking predating coin, of course, which was used, they used to weigh the gold or silver out at one time. But pre that, of course, you simply had to have a big guy who defended the little tribe. And then you might go and forage and plunder the next bunch when you had a bad hunting season or something, and you'd steal their foods. And then you'd find, well, that was quite easy. Let's try it with the next little tribe next to us. And they keep doing that until you end up with basically a similar form but of government. But really, it takes a lot of people underneath you. They've got to be pleased with, if you only have guys to bash other people's heads in and lock them up for you, you've got to give them something in return. There's only so many women, wine, and song you can give them. But nowadays, of course, with money, that was the big kicker. That's why so-called civilizations that really kicks off with the advent of money. Have you ever wondered about that? And, of course, money also makes sure there's a population to a certain percentage of them who have nothing to do, and they become the intelligentsia. They can have schools. And we trace the schooling, and it didn't start, of course, with Greece. We know that Egypt had it too, long, long, long before that. But in Greece, the word school comes from the meaning of leisure. Only leisure people could go and pop in at a school. You didn't have to attend in those days. You just wandered back and forth from one orator and his methodology to the next. But, of course, now it's all, everything's organized. We're in an organized society. Everything's organized. And people like to be organized, actually. If you give them the new fashion, they'll jump into it right away because they all want to be the same. There's a similarity. There's a losing of identity itself. When you join a group, especially in the bigger group, the better. You can sort of sink yourself into it and lose your inhibitions and become suddenly very brave and very demanding, because we're all demanding at the same time. It's the same way that armies function. armies, one-on-one, generally, most guys are pretty well cowards. That's what they are, you know. But you get a whole bunch of them together, and, of course, they feel very brave. And they look to each other to bolster each other up. It's very, very simple. But those who rule over the world and over countries always use the same techniques from the ancient times to the present. And nothing really changes except, as I say, they've got cash. And you get the cash from the labor of people. Marx was quite right with that part of his little idea, that all wealth comes from labor originally. It all comes from labor. And the rest is simply taxed off you or forced off you in one way or another. You cannot, for instance, be poor today and still own a home because the tax man wants property taxes every year from you. So you're forced into the system to work. And that's why they brought it in too. It wasn't just the extra cash, that was a big part of it, but also to make sure that people would get into the system and get jobs, and then they could tax back your labor through cash. It was actually a law one time, not so long ago, I don't believe in taking it off the books, that to tax a person's labor is a form of slavery, which it is. They make people license businesses because they're out for profit. But if you're a laborer, you're hardly out for profit. You're lucky if you make enough to get by. So you just simply tax your labor. And with those taxes, that they initially, even in the 20th century, they said that, well, let's roll back into the country and to create work, and it's always the same joke, you know, hospitals and pay off debts and everything else for the country. And then they go and have lots of wars, which accumulates the debts, and nothing goes to the people eventually. It's supposed to all come back to the people in basic services. And very little does. Today we have a CEO managerial type of politician who goes in, who's generally been the CEO of corporations before, and he treats the government, and they all treat the government like a big business, which it is. Government is a huge business. And stacks on it, most of them are lawyers, if you notice that, and the corporate lawyers. So you have lawyers working the system where they view the country and everybody in it as a big, huge business, right into your gross domestic product. But what there does that mean, you know, gross domestic product? You're all lumped in together. What they really mean, forget the domestic product, what they really mean is what's the tax base. That's what makes the country powerful today, is the tax base. The more cash they have, the more wars they can have, the more plunder of other countries' wealth they can have, other people's, and they'll always justify whatever they do to the general public, who don't mind so much, as long as they don't get killed themselves in the process. And even too, down in taxes, you think about it, each time your government borrows money from the international lenders, who really give them nothing except blips on a computer screen, just like when you ask for a loan at the bank, same thing. It gives information to go off and plunder other countries, or else they can loan it out to other countries, you see. Now, all the countries that are in the third world generally have bad credit records. And so the big bankers that everyone borrows from, including your country, will borrow money. They'll actually borrow from the big bankers, and they'll say, they'll give you your basic rates with your interest on top of the compound interest and all the rest of it. There's an awful lot to it. So there's lots of kinds of interest and daily interest and so on. But then you lend it out to the country, taking the risk, and you know the third world country is never going to be able to pay it back. And you count on that too. It's the big bankers do that lend it initially to you to give to the third world country. And we have these meetings every couple of years. Oh dear, the third world country is an awful mess. And then you get pop stars that are paid to come out and tell those countries to forgive the debts of the third world countries, which we do. We feel sorry for them. But you don't realize the scam that's involved, because every citizen of that country that lent it to them borrowed the money, and they put down all their people as collateral, basically, and guarantors to pay it back. Everything in this world, the scam, and then you go and give the same country another loan. I think the International Monetary Fund wants it, and the World Bank, the BIS. I think more after this.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hi. About and about how big revolutions occur to do, as I said before, with mainly those who are want to get the ladder even higher than they already are, and it starts generally from the middle class of what's left of it today, and the people from the bottom tend to jump on and become they end up like body bags generally, so that the ones above them can get on, and that's really what happens to those at the bottom. They're always used because this is a parasitical society, and it's a crooked society, which is legalized into law. You can make anything which is crooked and legal, obviously. It's like insider trading when the Congress in the U.S. passed a law to allow themselves to do insider trading because they get put ears to what's happening, where government money is going to go, big money, big corporations, and the war industry and things, and they know where to invest, and so that's insider trading. They've got a tip, you see. So they just passed a law and made it all legal for them to do so, but nobody else can do it. And so you're ruled by these minorities that rule over you, and they'll hang on to their system for as long as they can. And of course, and then a new system will come up, pretending to be new, and it ends up just like the old one. Once you have a clique in, it only takes a generation, and then they're getting their own children into the same jobs, just like happened in the Soviet Union. China's the same way, very class conscious system over there, if you will look at it properly. But meanwhile, you've also got the left wing funded by bankers who are not stupid. They always co-erred it. They'll take over, they'll co-opt something that's already on the go. That may have become voiceless, or it might actually be unable to articulate what they actually want. And they give them leaders who can articulate. and they direct them as to what to do. And that happened with a lot of the groups behind the Wall Street blockades, etc., Occupy Wall Street. We know that there are big, big bankers involved. So remember, the bankers can work with right-wing and left-wing. They don't care. Both technically are totalitarian in their scope and how they function. And the right-wing simply gives you a negative freedom. That's what they call it in university. The negative freedom, they keep you happy, dumb, and stupid, just earning enough to get by. But as long as you can pay for your fun and get by and be ignorant of what's really going on, then you're okay. Positive freedom means when, like Tony Blair, they try to get the whole government on board for a war. They can make an exciting thing like the Blitz Wars. Oh, let's all get together and go into austerity and fight this war. Let's all get a direction, a course we're sailing to plunder the planet. That kind of thing. That's positive freedom. The rest of the time, in peacetime, you're getting negative freedom. Play, be happy, and don't think too much. So everything's a con game, as I say. In a money system, it can never be anything but a con game, but especially when you have what a clique of international bankers who have taken over, if not created in the first place, the central banking systems of most countries and have formed their own worldwide consortium, and they even have an umbrella that they work under, run by their own people, and create their own forms of government, you might say, too, with their own corporate structure of governance for the big banks. And because they sound official, the Bank of England, the bank of this, the bank of that, you think they're part of it, but they're private banks. And they run the world. And every country is terrified of them, even those who are helping them at the top, the little minions in politics, because they can sink any country overnight if you went against them. Apart from that, the minions are getting pretty well paid for conning the public. And everybody tries to get up into this tower of governing everybody else. And the only way to do it is always a pretense of we want to have everybody equal. That sounds great, doesn't it? But does it really? If you look at some of the people recently around you, what kind of equality do you want? What does equality mean? And then you'll find the Club of Rome, a big think tank for this world organization that does run both sides, by the way. They said themselves that the democracy can't work because there's too many contesting, conflicting parties. I mean, they don't come out and say it's about jobs and hygiene for a country, basic rights and hospital treatment and a clean country to live in. No, they're talking about should men be able to wear dresses at work. Things like this. You understand, there's too many conflicting parties now. They have so many divisions within society for people to identify with. Oh, I'm not in that group, I better join one idea. That's you can never have functionality, and that's part of the big war. It was set up and infiltrated to make these things happen. Believe you me, that's how it happens. Divide, conquer, right down to the minuscule, subdivide. And you can't get consensus on anything. And we can't get consensus. The big boys at the top, left or right, come along with the big plan. And for the rest of them, all arguing about the color of their clothes at the bottom, these guys are running across the world into wars and global government. Now, yesterday, I think it was, that it says here, this is all part of it, well-funded groups, well-organized across the world, massive student strikes and things. But it says then that protesters clashed in Quebec and Canada and Montreal. And, of course, they all ticked off about the fact that the grants for schools and universities have been cut back again. It's happening across the world. What happens in one country now happens in other countries. Well, because we're global. It's like one system. It's a quiet system here. You can always see the same hand moving everywhere. But people don't put it together. It's not simply both have it in Montreal. They're having it all over the place. Because every country is on the same agenda. With laws and changes at the same time. Because we are in a global, silent, quiet organization. Global government. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, John.
What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff, so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at texasready.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Number
then other countries were practicing with the riot squads back in the early 90s for what was coming today. In fact, they're bringing in experts from all over, even the U.S., ex-Marines and so on, to teach the cops how to do the shields and all that. They make them bang their shields all in unison, just like the Zulus did in Africa. That's where they got the idea from. And it would terrify all the protesters. Anyway, back to this. This is between 20 and 40 people gathered in front of Quebec's government office in New York. A few handed out red squares, and that's a symbol. That's really comforting, the red square, isn't it? The symbol of the student protest movement. What does that tell you? And so the events came several days after Quebec lost the conditions on protest with stiff financial penalties for transgressors, a move that appears to have fanned the flames of the Quebec student movement. And basically, you can't wear a mask on your face. I don't know if that means gas masks, too, if you get gas, because they use a lot of gas during demonstrations here. And who wants to get a pepper sprayed in the face, either? And again, it's also a rule, too, that you've got to give them so much notice before you have a protest in the first place. But in Canada, organizers of the Calgary gathering described Quebec's law as draconian, encouraged people to meet in support of Quebec students. So you see, you've got the start of a worldwide, unified, so easy to do today, mind you, but you still need the big money behind it and the professional organizers to make this happen, which they're actually doing. And to say, you'll find all of previous riots which lead to revolutions eventually, because there's an energy here, an energy you can't squash. And it builds up and builds up. And so eventually you end up with revolution generally. If those people who are generally, as I say, middle class and students, they're the typical ones that get used, can't get upward mobility in the structure of society. It's upward mobility they want. In other words, they want to run the system and get rich themselves. But they also depend on a lot of people at the bottom to be the cannon fodder for it. And they end up, it doesn't matter who your boss is. Land of the Blind is a good movie to watch. It's a really good movie to watch. It kind of describes a lot of this kind of stuff. So anyway, that's your big demonstration. Lots of them were arrested too, except the usual stuff. And it's not a great article, this, because it really doesn't tell you all the demands that they were asking for. But I know that they definitely get a lot of cutbacks in the grants. And tuition is incredibly high, as it is across every other country now in the first world countries. And the global warming scam too, which is turning upside down in a sense, people are getting wise to it, thank goodness. We've had so many bankruptcies with the companies that were started off with our tax money. A great business to be in, by the way. I mean, a lot of these guys were wise. They knew when last they just got in on the scam. Government threw millions of dollars at them. And some of them created nothing at all. Other ones created a lot of noise with wind power. And it's just a black hole of money that gets poured into this pit. We certainly do need alternate means of energy. Of course we do. We've been using the internal combustion engine for such a long, long time. But you'll never get it. Understand all this free energy stuff. Those who are in power, I don't care what they call themselves, if a new bunch comes in, even through violent means and revolutions, this is going to be the same thing. They don't intend to lose power by giving everybody free energy. It's forbidden, you understand? We live in a system where again, money, unless you do with money altogether. Really. And then for substituting your money, they'll take your labor. So one way or another, you're going to be working for somebody else in the system. Because the psychopaths always end up at the top. They always have ended up at the top. And all down through history, they've intermarried with other wealthy, prosperous families who are also ruthless and got to the top the same way. And then they end up turning up children that are even better at being ruthless and psychopathic than their parents. And they're not stupid either at the top. Don't believe that psychopaths are all stupid. They're not. Once you get caught at the bottom are the ones at the bottom. The ones who work their way up through the system and have a bit of patience are pretty smart. And they have all the right contacts. They're born into the right families. They have all the right contacts. And what they can't think out themselves, they hire think tanks out to do for them. What will happen if we do this or that or whatever? That's the system we presently live in. So anyways, to say that's the system we live in. As long as this thing about money is never, never, ever questioned, you'll get more bank crashes because the same guys who own the banks own the legal systems in every country, and they're not going to change the laws that go against the banks. It's not going to happen. They tried that with the last bank crash, and now it's watered down to nothing, to means nothing at all. It had to happen. It happened before. And it also means they want to crash you again and plunder you down the road. That's why they won't change the laws. So everybody's really upset. I'm surprised there's not a lot more people. Just ordinary people without red little patches and stuff. We're talking about red patches because people in places like Canada, the universities here have been churning out Marxists for years because that's what they get taught in university, Marxism. What kind of system do you want to get ruled over? But what kind of totalitarian system do you want? This color or that color, the blue or the red, it's up to you. Personally, I don't want either. There's so many crazy revolutions for always ends up the same too. This is China's example of the same. With a class system, the children take over the jobs of their parents and the higher Politburo positions, judges, all that kind of stuff, financiers. Nothing changes. Interesting enough, I watched a little documentary about China, and it was about something that was popular on television, apparently, where a Chinese woman would go in and interview prisoners that were ready to be executed. And, of course, that kind of thing would attract people everywhere in the world because they're kind of morbid in that way. A strange sense of morbidity kind of fascinates them. And the idea was to get everybody who was about to be executed to repent to the state. To the state, understand? And if that was caught on camera, then I'm sure the camera crew and the TV station were well rewarded because they worked for the state, you see. Everybody who saw the movie, it was called Wallace, Braveheart, will see the end. That's what they used to do. You had to kiss, if you kiss the robe with the king's emblem on that robe, that means the system, you see, then they get a swift death. If not, it could be rather painful, very painful indeed, and rather long drawn. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Every country does the same thing. In China, they want you to worship the state. Do you want to worship this big thing called the state? With intergenerational people going into the top jobs. And that's what they want to bring on here, because they're so ignorant because of the incredible Marxist indoctrination. Years ago, too, I can remember when the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, they had their world meeting in London to decide that the future of the world's cultures, bringing a global culture, should they use the British Pinewood Studios and the other ones out in Britain to and really put lots of cash into and try to turn out some good movies, or should they use Hollywood? Well, they decided on Hollywood. Through Hollywood, people would basically copy and mimic, or try to mimic, the lifestyle they saw on the big screen. And sure enough, even at that time, most folk thought that everybody in America was rich with a big home and these two cars, and some even thought they all had butlers and things. Just amazing what Hollywood can bend your mind to. And that's what they see across the world. That's why everybody wants to come to America. They think that's how it is. But they also talked about that meeting about this global culture, as they say. And they make America the capital for music and for movies. That's how simple we are at the bottom. We copy what we're given. And they also talked about the future of Britain as they would deindustrialize it. They knew back then, many, many years ago, they were going to deindustrialize it. They never told the people about the treaties they signed at the end of World War II or anything like that. People went through the whole 70s and 80s watching all the factories just move out, free trade. And they scheduled and said that eventually Scotland would get turned into a holiday resort because they'd have no work there. That was all mainstream newspapers at the time. Then forgotten again, as everybody forgets. This article here, cinema giant Disney have unveiled their first ever tailor-made holiday to Scotland, costing $5,000 a head. Because they love everybody. They love Disney Pixar film Brave, which is being released in the U.S. next month. Good for small family planning groups, or planning groups, it is your family planning, again, I've read so many abortion things here. They will have their own two dedicated guides, VIP access to leading attractions and historic sites, and the chance to try out activities featured in and inspired by the movie. So you get a little tour around famous landmarks in Scotland and places like that, where folk at one time tried to stop this money system coming in. And they actually tried for centuries to stop it coming in. And now they've conquered, and now Disney runs to Scotland, it seems to be. But anyway, massive money going into it, of course, billions. It's just something, they even used their marketing deal alone is £7 million just to get folk to go to. But at least there's some work coming there because there's nothing left. There's nothing left except the tourist industry. So exactly as the CFR said, and it comes from and the Volunteer of International Affairs, all that time ago, many decades ago now, we're turning into a tourist industry. Yeah, so Disney owns Scotland now. And Canada, again, it's a country here, nothing much happens that we're told of because we're so the media is so well controlled here. They give us lots of little stories, but nothing that really matters. So I noticed it this morning when I got up because it was so quiet. And the CN rail strike has happened, Canadian National Rail Strike. It's not Canadian anyway, it's owned by a New York company, as is the Canadian Pacific, I believe. Anyway, they've changed hands over some new ownership, and they've all gone on strike, so I guess they want massive cuts or something. I'll put these links up as well. But there's 1,700 engineers apparently gone on strike, so we'll see what happens. I don't mind if it drags on a long time because it means peace and quiet. I can sleep at night then. It's pretty good. I live right next to the track here. And I can't understand these 2-mile-long trains that go by every half an hour. Where are they going north of me? There's nothing there. What's up there? What's underground, you might say. Now, the shot spotter is something all the cops are bringing up. The biggest business in the States, apart from movies and stuff, and many other city things, mind you. The biggest business, as I said, drugs and movies and the city things, is the military-industrial complex. That's where all the money is now into cops and policing and so on. And they're all vying for their own drones that can spy on everybody at your window and things like that. And they also have shot spotter, which is something, a system they deploy across cities to detect gunshots. And I suppose it's very accurate, apparently, and pinpoint exactly where it comes from. I'll put this link up as well. It says the Law Enforcement Technology Atlantic City deploys the shot spotter. And if you look it up too, the shot spotter link is also on the page. It'll take you to all the other states that are using this particular system. Great business. You know, the crime business is fantastic, especially if you create new crimes, like vague ones too, like terrorism, and to all these people stay work, they were unemployed before. And searching everybody else. Because we are in a police state. Don't kid yourself. We are in a police state. Across the world, we're in a police state. But it's incredible business. It's like the alternate energy system. It's the massive windmills that give you a dribble of electricity and keep you even scare off all the birds, the ones that doesn't chop into pieces, that is, as it goes around and around. And you can't put any cattle near them because they go off their feet with a racket off them. Never mind the electromagnetic field it creates, which is something else. It's all funded by the people. And it's owned by private companies. Not bad. A beautiful thing having governments is. And the people. People are the source of all wealth, you see. That's why they wanted centralized government, a big part of it too. Because do you understand the contracts that are thrown out by every government? Every year, not only across the country, across the world. Why do you think everybody who sees the government, the politicians, they're all lobbyists? It's for your cash they're lobbying for. If you were given the bills every day for every new loan your government gives out, or cash grant, or whatever, or bailing out the banks, if they give you the cost, your personal amount every week that you had to pay because of the debt, it's the so-called nation now owns, you'd wake up and understand it. But when you don't see it, when you don't get that bill every week, your government's having a field day. They all are. natural boys are making an incredible field day in all of this. Sales, sales, sales. Keep it all going. And they own all the media. So the media's all in it, too. I put more on the FBI's new surveillance system.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm Alan Watt, adding for the Matrix, and talking about this system. Eventually, you have to get your children into nothing but security work and higher levels. That'll be the. There'll be no more riots from the students. They can all get jobs and go up the ladder. You see, it's only when the ladder is blocked that they start rioting. And talk about equality and stuff like that. The rest of the time, once they're up there, of course, they kind of forget that rather quickly. And that's the history of the world. Anyway, the FBI quietly forms secretive net surveillance units, it says here. And it's just another wing they're adapting to themselves. Everything expands in government, you understand? And we live in the age of eternal terrorism threats, you see. So it's going to be on for 50 years. So you can get a good job in that if you're pretty good at what you do. Upward mobility, then there's no riots. So they formed a secretive surveillance unit. So secret, of course, I can actually read it on the air here. With ambitious goals to invent technology that will let police more readily eavesdrop on internet and wireless communications. I'll put that up tonight. And you can peruse that at your leisure. And another article, too, China fake parts. So it's like an old story, but it's still happening, obviously, which means there's a lot of big But it wasn't for China, I guess. It all blew out of the sky. Nothing to be flying anymore. Everybody's out for a quick buck at the top, so these scams going on. And it takes big, important people to be involved, bringing this stuff in and getting them into the aircraft and all the other equipment. They're using fake parts from China. It's really just sort of knockoffs. And also, exclude this, is China can now bypass Wall Street when buying U.S. government debt and go straight to the U.S. Treasury. That's a law being passed. It was the Treasury's first ever direct relationship with a foreign government, according to documents viewed by Reuters. The relationship means the People's Bank of China buys U.S. debt using a different method than any other central bank in the world. The other central banks, including the Bank of Japan, which has a large appetite for treasuries, place orders for U.S. debt with major Wall Street banks designated by the government as primary dealers. That's the ones that all the congressmen and the senators have chosen, you know. Those dealers then bid on their behalf at treasury auctions. China, which holds 1.17 trillion U.S. treasuries, still buys some treasuries through primary dealers. But since June 2011, that route hasn't been necessary. So now it's all law and legal. They come straight to themselves and bypass all the rest of them. Not bad. Now, everyone wants to copy this system, at least the boys who run the world do. They want us all to become like China, a very obedient people. We can move millions of people across whole hundreds and hundreds of miles and into areas to man factories, just overnight almost. I mean, so obedient they are there. And Beijing, this is the model state we've all to copy, the state of the world. The UN says so, we've all to be like China. You know, one child per family. Unless you can afford the little fine if you're wealthier, because if you have a class system there, that kind of thing, and you bow to everybody. In that documentary I watched, they were down on their knees in front of judges. There's no juries, you see. Just judges. Anyway, Beijing sets two flies only public toilet guidelines. No kidding. Authorities in Chinese Taiwan set new standards for public toilets, including a stipulation that they should contain no more than two flies. I don't know. Doesn't say if there's to be moving or stationary or what, you know. But you can't have any more than two flies. See, that's communism for you. This is what the big boys and the bankers are salivating over, having the same obedient population that you brought to China. And this is what it comes down to, from the flies in the loo. No kidding, folks. What a system to emulate. Well, from Hamish Massella from Ontario, Canada, remember to donate. We have to help by the books. Don't. It's good night. May your God or your gods be with you.
The next